Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the etiquettes of what one should say, what one shouldn't say, even with regards to the weather, what a person should say with regards to the weather, when the wind is blowing, and even with regards to animals, for example, when the rooster is crowing, what a person should say. So all these different etiquettes have been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one thing we have been taught is to appreciate everything, anything that we get benefit from, appreciate it, take care of it, respect it, give it its due respect. So today we start another chapter, Babu Nahi an Qawlil Insan Mutirna Binaw'i Kadha. Again teaching us adab and etiquette of speech, be so careful of what we say. Sometimes the person loosely says things, but it can have such detrimental impact and such a detrimental effect. So this is the chapter on the prohibition of attributing rain on account to a particular star. Sometimes what would happen is people, they would attribute the rain that because of a particular star, and because of the star we're getting this rain, and we'll see how dangerous this is. And sometimes people follow these things also in the newspaper, that follow the person's star and follow that the birth of which month he's born, and according to the stars, all these things are very dangerous, because why a person is supposed to be attributing all these things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? His taqdeer, the rain that is coming down, the rosy that a person is getting, the sickness, the health, the happiness, the sadness, everything a person is getting is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you shift it away from Allah and you start attributing it to other things, now it becomes very, very dangerous. An Zayd ibn Khalid radiyallahu anhu qal, salla bina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salat al-subh bil Hudaybiyyah fi ithri sama' كانت من الليل فلما انصرف أقبل على الناس فقال هل تدرون ماذا قال ربكم قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم قال أصبح من عبادي مؤمن بي وكافر فأما من قال مطرنا بفضل الله ورحمته فذلك مؤمن بي كافر بالكوكب وأما من قال مطرنا بنوء كذا وكذا فذلك كافر بي مؤمن بالكوكب متفق عليه. Hazrat Zayd ibn Khalid radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in Fajr Salah at Hudaybiyah. Hudaybiyah is a place just outside Makkah. In fact, some part of Hudaybiyah at that time was part of Makkah Sharif. Now obviously Makkah Sharif has grown, but in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some part of Hudaybiyah fell into the Haram area, and some fell outside the Haram area. What had happened was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba had intended to make Umrah. Actually, they had come, they had put the ihram on, and they had come all the way to a place called Hudaybiyah, just outside Makkah al-Mukarramah. The Kufar had stopped them from performing this Umrah on this. So now they were so excited. Can you imagine, after so many years, they're coming. Person, their love for Makkah al-Mukarramah was much, much, much more than ours. They were born there, they grew up there. In fact, one poet mentioned, Shaykh Abu Hassan Ali Nadvi, he mentioned it like this, that these people had been breastfed with the love of Makkah al-Mukarramah, with the love of Kaaba. So much of love they had for Kaaba Sharif. But when they came with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar had stopped it. So this stopping entry into Makkah al-Mukarramah is not something new. It's something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to face also when the kuffar were in control. So anyway, this incident, this long incident of how they did a treaty with the Kufar, what had transpired, etc., etc. But that spot where they were camped was Hudaybiyah. So this particular incident that we're doing today happened there at Hudaybiyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabi Zahid ibn Khalid radiallahu anhu, saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in the Fajr Salah at Hudaybiyah. After some rain had fallen during the night, when he completed the Salah, he turned towards the people and he said, do you know what your Allah has said? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Fajr Salah turned to Sahaba, and now he's talking to the Sahaba and he's saying, do you know what your Allah has said? The Sahaba replied, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. This was their standard reply, that Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. This is the correct etiquette, that we are not just deciding what we think we know, but Allah Pak and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know best. In other words, whatever is coming from Allah Pak, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that is enough for us. We don't even need to give our own opinion in any deeni matters. So they said that Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, This morning some of my servants are believers and others are disbelievers. What a serious thing. This morning after it had rained, this morning some of my servants are believers and others are disbelievers. Those who said, we had rain by the grace and mercy of Allah, they believe in me. This Allah Pak is mentioning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrating, that those that said that we had rain by the grace and mercy of Allah Ta'ala, they believe in me and they disbelieve in the stars. Those who said, we had rain on account of such and such a star, they disbelieve in me, but they believe in the stars. In other words, now you're attributing the rain to the star, you're not attributing it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained something, that there are two things that are here. One is a person genuinely believes that the rain has come from the stars, or because of the stars the rain has come, and this is complete kufr. This takes a person out of the fold of Islam. The thing of the rain got nothing to do with the stars. It has come directly through the hukam and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak mentions, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَطُوا. It is He, it is Allah who sends down the rain after people have lost hope. Sometimes it hasn't rained for long. There's drought. People have lost hope in the rain coming. It is Allah that sends the rain. Nobody else, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing is the person who believes that the stars are genuinely responsible for the rain coming down. This person has made a statement of kufr. This is complete kufr. Then the second thing ulama explained is the person believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the rain, but it is because of the position of the stars, or is because of the certain star having an effect. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending rain. Then too, this is leading towards kufr. This is not kufr in itself. He's believing in Allah, but he's saying, no, the stars are having an effect. So now this is leading towards kufr. This person shouldn't even talk like this. Shouldn't even say and think like this. He should think purely that this rain is coming because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the beauty of Islam. Everything as far as deen is clear cut. We always believe and we renew our iman and yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling sahaba this, that some people have woken up in the morning as disbelievers, some people have woken up as believers. When in the company and the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can imagine how dangerous it is and how serious it is to attribute these sort of things to other causes other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq and understanding. May Allah Pak make us such that we are very careful of what we say. From all these ahadiths we're doing so far, it just shows that a person must just be a little bit careful of what he says. When the wind is coming, when the rain is coming, when he's hearing things, when he's seeing things and he's experiencing things that he dislikes, just we should be very, very careful of what we say. Rather we say, we are happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are happy with what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us to do on these occasions. And we are happy and we accept whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us. رَضِيْنَا بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِسَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ رَسُولُهُ وَنَبِيَّهُ. Person says this, then he can't unnecessarily put himself into any type of problems. And this is in keeping with sabr, which we should all try and bring into our lives. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.